The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Eat Your Greens, the podcast, a show about how eating a plant-based diet can save the world. Here's your host, longtime vegan, Erin Bostrom. All right. Hello. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the fourth episode of Eat Your Greens, the podcast. This episode is titled The Positives of Plant-Based, and we are going to dive into one of the many ways that plant-based diets can benefit you as an individual, etc. So, there are tons and tons of plant-based diets that have been recorded for many, many years, as I'm sure a lot of you have heard of many. And plus, if you listen to my first podcast, you'll kind of think, or if you think back to my first episode of this podcast, you will see that I list some of the reasons. The specific reason we are going to be talking about today is overall health. Now, that kind of puts a big question mark, I feel like, in my mind at least, because what does healthy mean? What is healthy? You know, I feel like it's very subjective. And I think that you can't just put a label on what is or what isn't healthy necessarily. I mean, like, to an extent, it's like there's obviously things that are unhealthy. There's obviously things that are healthy. Like, if you were going to like smoke a cigarette or like eat some broccoli, it's like, let's cost and benefit, whatever. That's not what I mean. I mean, in the grand scheme of like what is healthy for an individual person. And something that I want to really stress is that health comes in all shapes and sizes, and it might look like something different for you than it looks like for your neighbor, for your best friend, for your sister, for your brother, etc. I just wanted to add a little something to that before we get into it, is that I work in fitness. That is my field that I'm currently working in, and I love it. It has been one of the best experiences for me that I have ever done. It is something that I am incredibly proud of, and that I worked really hard to get to the place that I am now. But I think that it's really important to talk about the setbacks that I had, not even the setbacks, it's not even the right word, like the reservations that I had about being in this industry, where it's like I knew that I was good enough, not trying to sound like conceited or anything, but like I knew that I was good enough to be in this industry. I knew that I had the ability to, but I was always so scared because I thought that I didn't look like those SoulCycle Instagram model type of people. And that stopped me for a really long time because I didn't think that people would want to take, you know, an exercise class from someone who doesn't look like they are, you know, counting carbs and doing stuff like that. But it turns out that that is not true at all. And so that is just something that I like to keep in mind when I talk about things that are healthy or what health benefits, etc., because every journey is different and every person has a different experience. So with that little anecdote, let's get into it. So I'm going to be talking about five main benefits today. These definitely aren't all of them, but they are five that particularly stood out to me and are going to be beneficial to different people. Not every single person has a need for this. For example, I'm not going to touch on it too much right now, but there is one of my facts is that a vegan diet can reduce pain from arthritis, and it really only affects people who have arthritis, but I know a bunch of people who do, and I know that it is something that is incredibly tough to deal with, and so I'll get more into that in a little bit. Just to kick it off, the first point that I really like to make when talking about health and vegan / plant-based diets is that a vegan diet is richer in certain nutrients, not in all, but in specific ones. If you switch to a vegan diet from your typical Western diet and you eliminate meat and other animal products, it will inevitably lead you to rely more heavily on other foods. Duh. If you stop eating meat and other animal products, you're going to have to find things that to fill that gap in your plate, basically. These types of foods can tend, not always, but can tend to be more whole foods, such as whole grains, fruit, vegetables, beans, peas, nuts, and seeds, you know, things like that, things that aren't super overly processed. Some things that are processed are still technically whole foods. A little like bit of knowledge or something that when you are looking for really whole foods, really whole ingredients, it's basically my rule of thumb is that if you can understand every ingredient that's on the back, then it's probably a whole food. But when it gets to like that like chemical mumbo jumbo that no one really understands unless you're a chemist or someone really smart, not even really smart, someone who spends a lot of time looking at food labels, okay, I digress, then you probably won't know what they are. So that's, and I'm definitely not saying that if you are vegan you're not going to eat processed foods. It is all about balance. That is also a huge point that I want to stress throughout this entire podcast, that making a change like this in your life is about balance. It is not about restriction, and it is not about making these changes that are going to make you unhappy. You know, like I know people who are vegans, and one of my best friends, he calls himself a trash vegan, which is, it's a joke, but it's kind of funny because he's vegan purely for animal rights, which is super cool. That's his reason. I love that for him. But he like eats, you know, Oreos. Oreos are vegan, if you didn't know that. Oreos. When we go to like restaurants, he'll like get fries, like as his dinner. He'll be like, oh, 3 orders of fries. You know, trash vegan, but he's still doing it. That's his thing. And I'm not saying one is worse than the other, but it's all about balance. Balancing your trash vegan with maybe your whole foods vegan, you know, creates this perfect little plant-based person. Anyway, okay. So my other point about this, sorry, I got a little bit loud there. My other point about the vegan diet being richer in nutrients is that these whole foods make up a larger part of a vegan diet than your typical Western diet, and they can help contribute to a higher daily intake of certain beneficial nutrients, which is pretty cool. So the second little fact that I think is pretty interesting, and also a big one, I say, is that a vegan diet appears to lower blood sugar levels and improve kidney functions. So this is definitely something that you can, you know, it's definitely person to person. I know that not everyone has high blood sugar and not everyone needs to improve kidney function. I mean, I don't think your kidneys can work too well, so it's always room for improvement. I think, I don't know much about kidneys, ignore that. This is a little all over the place today, sorry. It's like, am I a comedian or am I a podcast host? You decide. Okay, going vegan may provide benefits for people with high blood sugar and also for people who have type 2 diabetes and people with declining kidney functions, which can include people who have had alcohol problems in the past, you know, things that affect your kidney's health. People who are vegan tend to have lower blood sugar levels and higher insulin sensitivity and may end up having lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Now that is obviously case to case, person to person, you know, it just depends, but it does in several studies from healthline.org. It shows that people who eat a plant-based diet tend to have these lower levels of blood sugar or lower blood sugar levels. Studies even report that vegan diets lower blood sugar levels in people with diabetes than more diets from the American Diabetes Association itself, which is a pretty interesting fact. And then lastly, in 2009, a study with a bunch of participants, I think it was over 10,000 participants, 43 of them following a vegan diet were able to reduce their dosage of blood sugar lowering medication compared with only 26% of participants who followed the ADA recommended diet. So I know that maybe is just like a lot of words, but these are people who were already taking medication to lower their blood sugar level and now 43% of them who were on a vegan diet were able to lower that dosage versus only 26% who were following the ADA, which is American Diabetes Association diet. So, number three, a vegan diet may help prevent and protect against certain cancers. So according to the World Health Organization, about 1/3 of all cancers can be prevented by factors within your control, including diet. For instance, eating legumes regularly may reduce your risk of colorectal cancer by 9 to 18%. Other studies show that eating at least 7 portions of fresh fruit and vegetables per day may lower your risk of dying from cancer by up to 15%. I know it's a very morbid fact, but it is definitely something to keep in mind that diet really, really is a big part of health and really is a big part of how healthy your body is. People who are vegan generally eat considerably more legumes, fruits, and vegetables than the average person. Back to our first kind of fact that these things do make up more of a vegan diet. And this may be the reason why a review of 96 studies found that vegans may benefit from a 15% lower risk of developing cancer in their life. So I also know a lot of people who are vegan because they have previously had cancer and have other cancer-related issues that they are on vegan diets to help prevent their risk of that increasing and or coming back. So, number four, it is linked to a lower risk of heart disease. This is something that is also very subjective, is that I know that heart disease is or can be genetic, so it can also, you know, just be in your genes. But eating fresh fruits and vegetables, legumes, and lots of fiber is linked to a lower risk of heart disease. Well-planned vegan diets generally include all of these foods in large amounts, making it easier for people who are vegan to subconsciously kind of make these changes that are ending up lowering their risk of heart disease. It also, according to Healthline.org, they said that vegans may also have up to 42% lower risk of dying from heart disease than the average person who follows a meat eater / Western diet. That is kind of a crazy statistic. I think that's like of people who have heart disease. I don't think that's like of everybody, because that kind of implies that like a lot of people are dying of heart disease, and I think that there are, but it's not like a billion people a year, you know. Not to take away from the fact that people definitely do, I'm just saying that sounds like a really scary statistic, but I just want to clarify that it is, but it also isn't. Okay, so lastly, a vegan diet can reduce pain from arthritis. I know I talked about this a little bit at the beginning, but I just wanted to give an example, so let's get into this a little bit deeper. Few studies have reported that a vegan diet has positive effects in people with different types of arthritis, making their pain lessen and making it easier for them to do the things that were hard to do with their specific type of arthritis. For example, one study shows that a woman who had arthritis in her fingers and couldn't knit was able to begin knitting again without pain when she switched to a vegan diet after like a couple of years, but you know, changes change. One study randomly assigned 40 people with arthritis to either continue eating their omnivorous diet or switch to a whole food plant-based vegan diet for 6 weeks, and the people who did that came back and reported that they had noticeably less pain in the areas that are affected by their arthritis. So that brings us to the end of our fourth episode of Eat Your Greens. I hope you guys enjoyed and once again found this beneficial. That is my whole goal. It's not to push you to be vegan. It's not to push you to make changes that you don't want to make, but it's just letting you know that if you have questions, I have answers. And I also have some bad jokes and some excessive talking and some tangents. And I feel like some good stories. Next week's episode, we're going to be talking about Eastern diets that have been incorporating plant-based meals for hundreds and hundreds of years, possibly even thousands of years. And we're going to talk about the benefits of that and how that benefits people who eat those diets versus your traditional Western diet. So yeah, I'm Erin Bostrom, and I hope to see you guys back here next week. Thank you so much for joining me, and have a good week.